I'd like to cover one last point. Bear with me, saints.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the what, saints? Physicians. Verse 13. We're in 2 Chronicles 16, 13. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and diverse kinds of spices, prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. Did it help Asa when he had feet problem to go to the physician? No, he died. And it makes it very clearly, it doesn't just say that he didn't go to the physician, it says that he sought not the Lord in his illness. Amen? How does it say it there? Praise the Lord. It says that he sought not the Lord when his disease. Are we running to the physician and not seeking the Lord? You know, there's many people today that combine it, that say that the Lord is working through the physician's hands. Yeah, the Lord can work through anybody's hands. I'm not doubting that. But they run to the physician, but they will not run to God.
That's right.
I'm thankful that there are saints here. I have a testimony of a little boy here. Last time we were here, a year and a half ago, that somebody wanted him to take medicine, and he said, I don't want to take medicine, I want to trust the Lord.
Amen.
A little child is willing to not run to the physician, but to run to the Lord.
Amen.
And that little child came to the altar just last night and prayed again for healing, for another thing.
Yes.
Again, not running to the medicine of the physician, but to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise be the Lord. Praise be unto the Lord. Let's go to Mark, the last part of the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Not gibberish, saints. It's new tongues. 18. They shall take up serpents. They'll be able to handle people that are like serpents. And Paul was bitten by a viper too. God can protect us from that too. Amen. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Amen.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall remain sick. Is that what it says? They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? Do you still believe this, saints?
Amen.
I do. I want to tell you that before we came to the Church of God, I was a part of a denomination. We called it a non-denominational fellowship. We were taught that the days of miracles had ended. We believed that Jesus had healed. We believed that the apostles had healed. But we taught that after the apostles died, that the healing left with them. The signs and wonders ended because the road had been constructed. You construct the road, you take away the signs. Amen? That's what we taught. We didn't need those signs because Jesus had laid down the New Testament doctrine. And the healing was mostly to the Jews, supposedly, because when they sinned, God punished them with illness. So Jesus came healing the Jews to prove that he was the Messiah. And that's what we taught. But after we left that sect about 12 years ago, we started reading the Bible without any inhibitions. We're just going to accept what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Only. No longer being directed by the thought of that teaching of the church that I was in since age. I met the first man in that age 11 up to, I'm 48 now, when I stopped being a part of it at age 38. Oh, younger, actually, it's 36. I never prayed for anybody to be healed because I believe that those days had really ended. And I would read this verse here. I would read it. And I would baffle. I would scratch my head over it and ask, where does it say that? It doesn't say in here, I would read. And up to the year 1880, you shall lay your hands on the sick. And after that year, you will lay your hands on the sick and they will no longer be healed. didn't say that. It didn't give a year. It didn't give a date when it would end. And I would say, well, if there's no dead end date, this was taught after Jesus had resurrected. Why aren't we doing it? I would wonder. And it was hard for me to accept, but I accepted it. I was deceived. But do you want to be deceived tonight, saints, and have others tell you that you have to go to the doctor, that you have to go to the physician, and you lost your faith? You're not asking anybody to lay their hands on you, to pray for you to be healed. I hope you're not in that position tonight, saints. I hope that you're not going to where I was and I'm coming to where you were. Amen. Praise the Lord. When my wife and I came to the Evening Light Saints, this true doctrine of the Word of God, the Bible, the Church of God, my wife took medicine. She took so much medicine that I had to run to the doctor when we were visiting to the pharmacy and buy medicine for her and then come back to where we were visiting so we wouldn't break up the visiting, and I'd give it to her discreetly. And finally I said, I'm going to buy you one of those tool kits, plastic, and I'm going to fill it with all the medicine you need. I'm going to put it into the seat of the car and I'll just go to the car and get it for you when you need it. And that's what I did. I hardly went to the doctor. I've never been operated on or had surgery on, except for a wisdom teeth that they had to sew together the skin in the back, the dentist. But that was way years back. And I hardly ever take medicine. I never have liked it. I never have really trusted the doctors. And so it wasn't hard for me before we came to the saints, it wasn't hard for me to believe that this was so. What I want to testify is that my wife, 12 years ago, quit taking all kinds of medicine. Amen. Excuse me, 10 years ago, I think. She has not taken one drop of medicine since then. Neither have I. Neither do we go to doctors. Neither do we trust in doctors. Amen? Amen. I'm not boasting. I'm just saying that we decided to trust the Lord.
Amen. Right.
I decided to trust Jesus through the hands of those holy, sanctified saints through which he sends down his power to heal. Amen? Glory to God.
Amen.
Whose hands are supposed to be laid on you? Angels? The saints' hands.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And ye shall lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
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 Next time you get sick, are you going to call one of those saints' hands to come be laid on you? I hope so. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto the Lord.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Glory to God. James 5:14. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Go quickly and call the doctor. No. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him. Anointing him with what, saints?
Oil.
Ah. There's another sign that you're the true church of God. You use oil. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of righteous men availeth much.
Amen.
Is any among you sick right now, saints? Let's call the elders.
Amen.
Let's have them anoint us with oil.
Yes.
And then pray over us with the prayer of faith. And what's going to happen? It's going to raise us up. Now, is this going to happen each and every time? There are factors that are involved. God might have allowed that illness to keep you from being unsaved. He might allow it to remain.
Yes.
You might not have the faith to be healed. The ministry that is praying for you might not be right. And God might not send down the power through them.
Amen.
Those are factors. Amen?
Right.
One time, there was a man that had, I think he was blind, I think from his youth, I think. And the disciples asked, who sinned, his parents or he sinned? Jesus said, no one. God allowed this for his glory so that...
Amen.
Amen. So, sometimes God might allow an illness for his glory.
Amen.
So that you can be a representative of somebody that is long-suffering and has all the grace without murmuring and complaining. You can be sick and still trust the Lord.
Amen.
And he might not remove it for a while.
That's right.
If he so chooses. Amen?
Yes.
But, if none of that is involved, you will be healed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God be honored and glorified. Now, I want to quickly say that how did I come to faith and believing that God healed? I started praying way before I met the saints, experimenting. I said, okay, I really have faith. I really have a relationship with the Lord. Lord, I'm going to start praying for people that are really sick. And I believe that you can heal them now from your word. But I need proof that you do it. So I prayed for people with cancer that were healed. We prayed with people, you prayed for Lisette's dad that way over in the Dominican Republic, he had gone to a doctor, had a test done in his kidney, and they had taken a picture somehow of it, and it was totally destroyed because of alcoholism. They were going to remove his kidney and maybe put him on dialysis, or maybe he was going to die. We found out, calling him, and I called him, and I said, do you believe God can heal you? We had been over there visiting prior. He had prayed to receive the Lord. And when I asked him, do you believe the Lord can heal you? He said, yes. I said, will you allow us to pray for you over the phone? He said, yes. I prayed over the phone. There was a witness there listening on the other end. And I asked the Lord to heal that kidney completely. Later on, we got a phone call saying they had gone to the doctor before the surgery to do another test, another x-ray, whatever they did. And the doctor was baffled. He couldn't understand because that kidney was more healthy than the other kidney that he had. Amen? I don't say that to my honor and glory. I'm just letting you that I started praying and the Lord started healing. Amen. But before that, we were praying for people and they were getting healed and getting healed. And I thought it was a coincidence. I said, I think it's just a coincidence. And I put the Lord through a test because that wasn't a test to downgrade the Lord, but it was so that I could have assurance that he's still healed. Because remember, I was taught that that had ended.
Yes.
I needed a sign, a reassurance that he did heal, that I would not be praying and doing something that I should not be praying for sick. Yes. I didn't want to be praying for the sick if God did not want me to. So I prayed for a certain individual. I won't say what he does or anything, but he was walking with crutches. And he was being used mightily of the Lord, and he could not do what he was doing without those crutches. I woke up one night in bed, and I thought about him, and I said, everybody knows this person. I'm going to pray that God heal him and that he can walk without crutches. And there will be no denying it because everybody knows that he didn't, and now he does. Well, that night, I think it was three times I was awakened by the Lord, and I prayed that the Lord would heal him to prove to me that he healed. Well, I didn't see this man for a long time, and somebody came to visit us 3 months later, and I asked about this certain man. And they said, oh, the Lord healed him. He's walking. I said, how? Without crutches, they said. Can you imagine how I felt? I was so happy knowing that the Lord does heal, that he proved to me that he does. Since then, we have prayed for many people. There was a man in Juarez, Mexico, that we prayed for, that we talked to often. We helped with clothing and food on the street. He was all filthy and dirty and hunched over like this, and he'd walk around saying, would you like to buy me these candies? I use the money to buy food for myself. And he would be like this, all real stinky and dirty and filthy. And well, I was praying for him often, and I thought, you know what? Why don't I pray for the Lord to save him and to heal him right now? We saw him again. And I said, have you ever prayed for God to save you? He says, no. I said, do you want to? He said, yes. We prayed, and he prayed to be saved. And then I asked him, do you believe that God can cause you to speak like I speak without stuttering? He said, yes. Really? Yes. And so I was inspired, like Jesus spit. I spit in my finger. And I said, stick out your tongue. And I touched his tongue. And I rebuked the devils in him by the power of God, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I asked the Lord to cause him to speak like we speak without stuttering. Well, Juarez, where we preach in Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico, just across the border from Texas, where we live in El Paso, Texas, just across the border, the Lord called us there. Now for 7 years we've been preaching in Ciudad Juarez. The state is Chihuahua in Mexico. And so in that city there are 1.3 million people. And we were walking the streets and we didn't know where this man lived. Well, so happened that a few months later, we boarded a bus, a city bus in Juarez, Mexico. And a man walked up, dressed, I think even in a white shirt like me, real dressed, upright. And he said, I'm selling candies, I'm selling candies. Would you like, sir, to buy some candies from me? This is how I make my living. Yeah. And I kind of looked at him, and my wife, I think I didn't recognize him, my wife did. He said, that's that man that you prayed for. I said, no, that's not him, Lisette. That's not him. And she goes, yes, it is, yes, it is. And I asked him, do you know us? He says, yeah, yes, I know you, he said. And I said, you're talking normally like I talk. He said, yes. I said, what happened? He says, I don't know, he said. One day I got up and I started talking like this. And I said, well, who healed you? I says, God, he said.
Praise
And I thought, well, maybe he really talked normal before and he's tricking us. You know, that was still a little doubt there from my past teaching. So I looked around for people that knew him, and there was a man there that knew him from who was born that way, he told me. He was born with the ligament attaching his tongue somehow, and it wasn't allowed to talk right. And somehow, well, the Lord removed that ligament and he started talking like you and I. Not only was he talking like you and I, he was no longer like lacking self-esteem. He was with confidence, clean, and walking like you and I.
Praise the Lord.
I don't say that to my honor and glory. I'm letting you know that we can have confidence that the Word of God is true. Yes. There have been many, many other healings that I'm not going to go into, saints. That's just a few. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We can trust that the Lord still heals, saints.
Amen.
We could trust that He has not changed. Like the song that we sing, Jesus is still the same today.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He has not changed. His power has not been diminished. He's still almighty. He's still all powerful.
Yes.
That healing virtue still flows from Him to the saints, or directly from Him to us. Glory to God. Praise be unto the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, help us. Glory to God. Lord, be merciful. You all remember the woman that came behind Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're in Luke 13. Luke 13 and verse 11. No, that's not the one. Anyway, glory to God. But let's read that one. Glory to God. There was a woman here that had an infirmity, a spirit infirmity, for 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself. It says, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Jesus laid his hands on her. We can still have confidence, Lord, saints, if the Lord calls us to lay hands on somebody, that he can still heal them. Amen. Going to the woman that had the infirmity for 18 years. I lost the scripture right now. She had lost all her living on doctors, and she had not gotten any better. She'd only gotten worse. Remember that? She came behind Jesus saying, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She touched the hem of his garment, and immediately virtue flowed out of him into her, and she was healed. What was it that healed her? Her faith in the Lord. Jesus is still the same. Notice what it says, that she lost all of her living going to what?
Yes.
To doctors. And she was, excuse me?
Matthew 14 and 13,
glory to God.
36.
Verse 36, can you read a verse of that, sister? Matthew. Glory to God. Matthew 13. Matthew 14, 36. Yes. Well, let's read a verse of that. Glory to God. Matthew 14. Yes, it says there.
And besought him that they might only touch the hem of the garment.
Yes, amen.
And as many as touch it were made perfectly whole.
Yes, amen. Yes, that's another account. But anyway, there's many accounts in the Bible. I just wanted to mention that one of the woman. Thank you, sister, for helping.
The issue of blood.
Yes, the issue of blood.
That's Matthew 9.
Matthew 9. Okay, I guess we'll read one verse then. Matthew 9, 20. Glory to God. Yes. Matthew 9, 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment.
Yes.
Glory to God. Isn't that beautiful, saints? Do you know who you can go to and touch with your faith when you're sick? His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to go to him.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to ask 20 times if you have to.
Amen.
Remember the parable of the importune man. He asked and asked until finally the door was open. Amen. Sometimes the Lord is waiting to see how much do we really want it too.
Amen.
He's waiting for us to ask and ask. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to His name. Let's go over to... We're almost done, saints. We're almost done. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of what, saints? Healing. Unto the year 1900, it says. Does it say that?
No.
Does the Holy Spirit still exist, saints?
Amen.
If He still exists, and there's no time limit as to how many times or to what year He would give the gift of healing. And if He still exists, then He's still giving the gift of healing.
Amen.
Then there are still those that have the gift of healing. Amen?
Amen.
To another, the faith. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. Glory to God. When I read this, this helped me too. Because I said, oh, I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit still exists. I can trust that there is still the gift of healing that exists in the world today because the Holy Spirit still exists. Amen. One last verse. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh the arm of flesh the one that he trusts in. May the Lord help us to be faithful and not to begin to think that we can trust in the doctor's hand.
Amen.
In the hands that embedded that medicine. Do you know that taking medicine, man-made drugs, that they have secondary effects? I once met a man that we preached to that the doctor prescribed him medication for his heart. And he took it for a year and a half and he was just getting worse and weaker and almost died. He went back to the doctor and he found out they had made a mistake in the medication. Do you know that doctors can make mistakes? Do you want to trust in the arm of flesh? I want to trust in the one that doesn't make any mistakes.
Amen.
Are we tonight condemning anybody that goes to a doctor or has had surgery? No, saints, please do not misunderstand me. When those in our congregation or those in our area have gone to the doctor, one time I slept in a waiting room of a doctor because a woman went there to have her baby. I didn't want to sleep there, but we were there backing her up, encouraging her. Not to be at the doctor, but being a strength to her. But did I want her there? No. I didn't want her there. I'd rather want her to go to women that do it naturally and are not going to prescribe and force her to have a cesarean or something. Amen?
Amen?
I'm not condemning anybody, but I do teach it. And I say you need to come up to this.
Amen.
You need to come up to this faith where you can trust the Lord with all that you are.
Amen.
And I'm praying that you will.
Amen.
Amen, if you don't. But I don't condemn you while you're there. I just am going to pray, Lord, increase their faith.
That's
help them to believe what the Bible says.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, don't curse them for trusting in the arm of flesh. Amen?
Amen.
For trusting in man. May the Lord help us, saints. That's another distinguishing mark between the true church and the false church. The true church still has the gift of healing. The true church does not run to the doctor.
Amen.
The true church does not take medicine.
Right.
Amen. The true church trusts in God.
Amen.
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 You can debate that if you want, but let's go by what the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
The true church has healing hands. Amen.
Amen.
The true church does not believe that the healing hands are in the power of the doctor. The healing hands come from those that are in the church. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord be glorified and exalted. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to His name. Amen.